Prosper, Dr. Hauer, Dr. Berger, Ramani, friends, thank you for the words of Nechama, remembering my Rebbe, Yisrael Noach ben Matzliyahu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I was a student at Eshet Torah before it was a dot-com yeshiva. In 1976, I stepped through the doorway of an apartment in the old city of Yerushalayim on Rehov Misgav Hadach. The living room was the base of Medrash of Yeshiva Seisha Torah. The patio and the bedrooms were the classrooms and the office of the Rosh Yeshiva. There were about 30 students. Back then, 34 years ago, I was a different person, I had a different name, and I had a different outlook on life. I showed up based on the recommendation of a friend who told me, if you're in Jerusalem, you've got to meet Rabbi Weinberg. In the early days, Rebbe would come every morning and lead shacharis for the 20-plus guys that showed up. Prayers were part of the schedule, and I was interested in seeing what all this praying was about, figuring out whoever everyone was trying to pray to. And it was also somewhat embarrassing just to show up for breakfast. But there were no art scroll in those days. We used the Birnbaum sitter. And at a certain point in the davening, Rabbi Weinberg would snap his fingers really loud. It was a sign. It was a siman for himself and others. It was an example. Wake up. Don't sleep through davening, and don't sleep through life. Rav Noach was a genius in translating the concepts of Torah into the language of a secular college student. He would ask, and he asked me, are you eating to live or living to eat? And when one would invariably answer, I'm eating to live, he would follow up with a chuckle and, so what are you living for? He challenged me to think about life's meaning and life's purpose. So you went to college to learn how to make a living. But did you learn how to live life? He would say, stay, I'll teach you. Clarity or death and insanity is contagious were two of his other famous catchphrases to motivate and wake us up from our slumber. Rav Noach was a dreamer, a planner, and a motivator. He was a big picture thinker, and his challenges were exciting, and it was always with the help of the Almighty, it can happen. The Almighty loves his children, and Rav Noach loved his students. He took such awesome responsibility. He raised the money, he hired the staff, provided the dorms, paid for the food, taught the classes, gave the shmuzim, welcomed, inspired, and challenged every new young man who came through the door of Eshet Torah. In the early days, the byline on the letterhead was Yeshiva Eshet Torah, to light the fire in every Jewish heart. Rebbe gave his talmidim many challenges and opportunities. As the yeshiva expanded, he hired us as part of his staff. After being a butler for 2 years, I became one of the first 6 married students in the Kollel. And after Kollel, he hired me as Eshet Torah's first registrar administrator. During the busy summer season in the old city, every day was the first day of the new zman. I also had the opportunity to teach a number of classes. And at one point when I needed some direction, I went to the Rosh Yeshiva about clarification of my job description. So I asked Rav Noach, what exactly should I be doing? And he looked me straight in the eye with a joyful smile and answered, Aryeh, your job is to help the Jewish people. This was certainly not the answer I expected. But it's the answer that has stayed with me for the past 30 years. I was thinking small, and Rebbe was thinking big. How did he do it? He was connected to God every step of the way. He had the support of his Rebbetzin. And their whole family came to the old city for Shabbos, and we got to see a Torah family up close in action. He provided the entertainment. Rebbe defined entertainment as a good question. At the Shabbos table, he would ask a question, encourage a meaningful discussion during the meal, and then before dessert, he would give an answer. It was a mind-expanding experience. He invented the phrase, "Yes, you can," and encouraged every Talmud to reach his potential. We were all encouraged to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Rev Noach believed in his students more than we believed in ourselves at that point. He could see the potential of every Jew to connect to the Almighty and learn his Torah. There were a lot of siyumim in Yeshiva Eish HaTorah. Originally, I thought Rav Noach wanted to build a yeshiva. And then I saw he wanted to inspire a movement. But now I realize that he wanted to create a revolution within the entire Jewish people. So 34 years later, I am transformed as a Jew, blessed with an Eish HaChayil, children and grandchildren, and understanding of Hashem, God as the creator, sustainer, and supervisor, giver of the written and oral Torah. Rav Noach gave me a Jewish spiritual path for the journey of life. Our children and our grandchildren are his spiritual offspring. I am forever grateful, and I know I can never pay back this kindness. But Rebbe, I am committed to paying forward and sharing with others what you have given to me.